Okay, so quick stretch.
But it always works for like the first two or two.
Allie, I have my hands raised, but you can't see them.
Right, hands down by your sides, shoulders up. Kim, we're moving on. Shoulders down.
Everybody's going to get a picture.
Shoulders up, shoulders down. Time, shoulders up, and back down. And just roll them a little bit. Good. And take it all out. Check your knees. Check your feet. Make sure they're attached. Make sure they're your feet are good width apart, nice and comfortable. Your weight is on both feet, not leaning. All right. So just with a lip trill, I want us to do. Right there. And. eight, measure 64, please. See what we remember from last time. One, two, three, four. Just really great. Nice job on your G on gifts. Not, I didn't hear it quite as much on great. So we do, I think we will put a little K there. And a little bit more F on feeling. Joyously we feel. It takes a lot of air to make it M. Let's continue right on at father, mother. Same idea there. Father, mother. Circle the mezzo forte. We've been singing forte before that. So this is a little softer, just down a notch. Right at 72. Ready, two, ready, and.
I make a little squiggly line over the phrase
where that slowdown is happening. And then when my eye sees that, I just know, I know right away, okay, I'm slowing down, so I'm not looking for RIT or RAL or something like that. So use that if you like to, or not. Okay. Right at a miracle. One, two, three. Okay, good. Oh, wait, you have to go on again, okay? Keep it going. Put your stand, please, and let's go back to 30. I'm listening from 30 to the end. Here's my challenge to you as we go through.
Some of you know I sing on Tuesday nights with the Singing Owls, which is conducted by Rollo Dilworth, the composer of the piece we did a couple of years ago, Take Me to the Water. So that's his group. He talks about something. He's made a little like hashtag or something for it. And here it is. Sing with your body. All right?
Nice.
So what we want to do is, I just want you to move a little bit. Do something that shows where that line is. I'm not going to tell you what it is you should do. Maybe you're going to, you know, do something like that. You have ideas because you watch me making a fool of myself in front of you every week. So, what I want you to do is try to incorporate this line, incorporate where the line is going somehow in your body. We're going to go from 30 to the end. 1, 2, and.
Yeah, a little bit, just to get some of the parts that we didn't.
Okay, so looking at 25, we're going to take it under the tempo here. So again, sopranos and altos are reading the top line, but when I said sopranos and altos on part one and part two is tenors and basses. Basses obviously making it up. So right on lie, lie, lie. Not lay, lay, lay. Lie, lie, lie. Not this tempo. One, two.
Lying on you. Okay, altos and basses are singing. Okay.
So watch that the A before holiday that's becoming kind of holiday.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
That's a big
question. All right, last time we're going to keep going. One, two, keep it light and.
On night and day, if you want any
separation between knight and man?
I don't think so. Like knight and dead man.
That's a little too precious.
Okay, bring a torch. Would you find, please? Is when we're in transition from one piece to the next piece, that there's a lot of conversation that breaks out just at that moment as we're putting our things away. And what happens is, then you don't hear what the direction is. Where are we going to start? What page are we turning to? You know. So I guess I would ask you to be respectful to me, but also, more importantly, to those around you who may be trying to hear what the instruction is that's being given. So if you have a question or something, then by all means, raise your hands. But if you're asking a question to your neighbor, probably that's not the best way of finding the answer to your question. All right, now, lecture over. We're going to look on page 6, please. And I want us to just speak the rhythm. Sopranos and altos, notice that you are in unison there for the moment at the top of 6, but altos are going to break as we go into the bottom of the page. Just notice that altos. Maybe draw a line or an arrow from measure 46 to the next measure where you're going to be on your own part. So let's just take, in a slow tempo, we're just going to read the rhythms that we see here and work on that for a second. So here's our tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Quietly come, quietly.
spur, wind, spur. No sound on that second beat. Now that the sopranos and altos have demonstrated that, can I get the tenor basses back to 43 on your rhythms? So you're kind of accompanying here. One, two, three.
Listen now, good folk. Hasten to see. Hasten to see.
Let's do that line one more time. That's a tricky line.
when we have the second data quarter. Do you want any kind of
a little bit of
breath? Right.
Yeah,
of
just
with,
a
lift
to acknowledge the comma. Yeah, thank you. Good question. Mm-hmm. Let's hear the basis where you come back in at the top of seven in a second. Then we'll figure out how you're going to find that. One, two,
three. I dream of when we
start sobbing. And then you don't sing the hush hush. Let's do that again. One, and
thank you.
but not before then. So be careful. Some of you are wanting to gravitate towards the melody. Can we do that same thing again, please, at 6? Tenors and basses, while they're working on this, try to hear how your part fits in with that in your head. 1, 2, 3.
kind of stop yourself from just kind of barreling on the tune that you know. Let's just read on a little bit. I know we didn't get all of that, but I just want to touch on the section that starts at measure 70 at the bottom of page 8. So just reading a little bit, I just want to introduce this a little bit. Same basic tune, but now we're in 3-4. So we softly do do about that tempo. So that's sopranos and tenors coming. Their basses and altos are going to join us at the top of the next page. 1, 2, 3.
Two, three, pa 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 pa.
down where you take over the melody on top. One and two and three and four.
Ta ta ta.
Yeah, yeah, it's already late and bright. One and two and three and four.
Ta 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 ta. Ta 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 ta.
Ta ta ta. Oh, alto! You can do better than that, can't you? Right? You got a springboard right off this in Christmas tree. Ah, the grapes. Ta ta ta. Right in on it. Guys, do it again at 9. I want a 2 and 3 and 4.
Ta 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 ta.
Oh.
Ta 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 ta.
Ta ta ta. parts, let's keep it rocking, or whatever it is, let's keep it ringing, the house is rocking, all those little things that aren't really part of the melody. Lighten up on those, bring those a notch down below the main tune. So they're just kind of like, you know, little exclamations. When you have the melody, try to keep the same percussiveness that we had when we were doing ta-ta-ta, because here's what I hear is, there's just no stopping, rockin' around Christmas tree. I mean, that's a big, gigantic, over-dramatization. But I don't want us to feel like the melody is like legato or has a different character than the other parts. So stand up. Let's see what you do with the compliment.
Where we started?
From the beginning. On the same beginning. Have fun with it. Pretend you're... You can even do that if you want. Sing with your body. Okay?